Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Today, on the first part of the show, is Miss Dawn Fobbs. Dawn is the TV show host for the Fobbs Business Review. Also, on the second part of the show, the guest is author Dee Hunter. Dee Hunter is the author of The Game of Life and owner of Dee Hunter Books, LLC, our limited liability company. Good afternoon, Miss Dawn.
Hi, Angela. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Yes, welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm glad to have you.
Thank you so much.
What is your television show primarily about?
Well, you know what? I thought that the small business and entrepreneur community need a show that focused on them, focused on what they do, focused on who they serve, and focused on why they have a passion for entrepreneurship. So my show is for business owners, about business owners, and those who desire to be. We consider ourselves the talk show that teaches. So we're hoping that people that are watching are learning how to start a business or how to elevate the one that they already have.
All right. Where can your show be viewed?
The show can be viewed right now primarily in Houston, Texas area and greater Houston. So right now what we're doing is working with some syndication locations because the channel that we're on is Cube TV 57, which is on Comcast Channel 53 and 653 in HD. And what we're doing right now is working out a syndication deal so that within the next 18 months we can syndicate to the top largest cities. And I believe you're in one of those cities, lady.
Okay. All right. You're talking about Florida, right? Talking about syndicating in Florida, am I right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm in Florida about four times a year. I love South Beach so much that I'm in Florida at least three or four times a year, either bring the kids to the beach or I'm out there working as a speaker or something like that with an event. So I love Florida so much. I know that we're looking at the California area, the New York area, Dallas area, of course, Central Austin, San Antonio, Chicago, D.C., of course, and some other in Chicago and some other places. My end result with the show is to be the number one television business talk show that there is out there that's focusing on small business owners and entrepreneurs. So we're looking at all those cities that have a lot of entrepreneurs and small business owners.
All right.
Yeah. I've been having
Well, congratulations on that. When it happens, I'm telling you ahead of time, congratulations.
Thank you so much. And one thing that we are doing, Angela, is in the summertime we're doing a 13-city in 13 days tour, and we would love to have you to invite us to your location and let you be my co-host for the day. And that's the only thing that I am asking, you know, for people who invite us to their location is if they're going to invite us there, they have a couple things to do. One, they have to have a live audience and a location. And while I'm there, we're going to do like forum. We're going to do question and answers from people who want to know about business. I've been in business for over 15 years. I've published 15 books. I have several federal government contracts that I speak in and do different work with.
Okay.
Of course, I have the TV show. I've published a magazine for 4 years, and I'm getting ready to start back publishing my online magazine. So, you know, people have questions, and I'm hoping that I'm connecting people who have a lot of answers. So if you want to have us come out, I can let you be my co-host for the day, and I'd love to come to Florida and do that this summer.
I'll have to think about it and pray on it, but
yeah.
I'm not saying no.
Absolutely.
What is your educational background?
Because you never know your show will be between now and the summer, and if we can get some press out on that and get people to know about your show, I mean, you could get some great people to interview as well.
Okay, I'll definitely give it a lot of thought.
What
is your educational background?
Educational background, wow, I have a lot of, I would say, hands-on knowledge. I don't have a college degree, but I think with all of the lifelong learning that I've been doing and all the certifications that I have, I probably have a quadruple PhD in business just because of all of the training programs I've gone through, all of the coaching certification classes I've got. I've been a coach, certified coach since 2008, and I have a double certification because I also got my NLP certification to coach. That's neuro-linguistic programming. So with all the certifications and all the books and all the, I mean, I'm pretty sure I have a triple PhD, but everything that I've learned in business has been from me getting out there and learning it from those who are the experts, just like doing the TV show. I don't have a media background. Okay. I've never done TV. I've never done any of that stuff. I've been on many TV programs. I've been on radio shows and all of those things, but being an executive producer and a host of my own show was just purely by me knowing that I could do it and just going after it.
Okay.
And it's worked out really well. I designed my own studio, so I'm not borrowing anybody's space. I've got my own space. So,
Go ahead.
It's worked out really well.
Have you ever been an actress?
That's funny that you asked that because I do that as fun. I do get paid for it as an extra and a supporting actress, but I've been in 6 movies that have been here around Houston. One of them, a really big one that was on Lifetime not too many months ago, that got national and international acclaim was called The Preacher's Daughter, and I had a supporting role in there. And so I've been in a lot of different movies that have been on TV. Nothing major, nothing big. Again, that's one of my fun things that I do just for fun. I happen to get paid to do it. But it's almost like a hobby. A lot of people say, well, hobbies you don't get paid to do. And I said, well, hobbies can become businesses. So I do that as my outlet. But I also have always taken acting classes only because I speak on stages with thousands of people there. And I just think having a certain skill set and a mindset when you get on a stage in front of 5,000 people or even 100 people, you have to have a certain part of you that does not worry about that.
Okay. You're also an author.
What is the name of
your books?
Yeah, all of my books are on Amazon, and I self-published each one of them. The first book that I wrote is called N is for Networking, and basically that book is about how everything that you do and everywhere you go is about the network. It's all about the people that you meet, and I had a friend tell me a long time ago, and this will never leave my mind. She said, Dawn, it's really not about who you know, it's who knows you. And so my job that I've done over the past 15 years is to get out there and get people to know me and get people to know what I'm doing and how I can help them and how it can be a win-win by them helping me as well. I've written books about teaching people how to write books. I've written a book about, I wrote a relationship book called How Many Frogs Do I Have to Kiss? And that book was about what we teach and what we learn in relationships and how we grow through relationships. I wrote a journal, and this journal was about reinventing yourself, and I came up with 365 words that started with the word R-E, like reinvent, so all of the words that started with R-E, and in there it asks you, what are you going to do about that word? What is it that you can do to apply that to your life? I wrote a book called Getting Back to the Basics. I've written a lot of books that
How many books have you written?
15, and they're basically 15. Teaching tools when I'm on the stage. When I go and I speak at an event, I like to leave something behind so that people can have something that says, I met this person, I want to know more, or I'm going to read her book and send a comment or whatever, and that's how I've gotten a lot of repeat business. I've gotten coaching clients from it. I've been able to speak on lots of stages because of it, so my books complement my speaking career. And I've been a speaker for
You are highly intelligent. And
well, you know, a lot of people say, gosh, I want to write a book because it's going to be a bestseller. And I'm like, if you go into the book world thinking that and you're not already a celebrity, you're setting yourself up for failure. Figure out how you can use your book as a marketing tool. Figure out how you can get hired to speak on that stage for a certain amount of money so that you can give the books away for free. I'd much rather give my books for free because I'm already paid to be on that stage than to go there thinking my back at the table sales is what's going to put money in my pocket. See, you have to have a different mindset when you know the business end of business.
Okay, so that's smart. What you do is let them pay you to come and speak and give your books away for free.
Right, and like with my speaking contract, I have a certain fee, and then you pay for my travel if it's out of town. And in that fee, I already know what my books cost in my back office. I go and pick and choose which book I want to give away. You know, you have to figure out how you can give your books away for free so that it brings more business in your door and it doesn't affect your bottom line to the point that you felt like you spoke for free. So you have to be confident enough to charge what you know you're worth, and then you have to leave something behind so that you can continue to get repeat business. I've never advertised. I've been in business 15 years. I have never sent a piece of advertising out. I don't even have any advertising material.
Oh, okay.
Never advertised.
But you're making a living, a success of it. You obviously are successful at what you do.
Well, you know, I think what it is just being smart about how to do business, what goes on in the back that nobody else knows about. I mean, you kind of have to know that. Again, like I said, if you go into writing a book saying this is going to be my best seller, like Angela, I wrote one book in 2008, and that's the only book I wanted to write about networking. Before that year was over, I had written 8 books in 1 year. That was not the plan. But it just, those things just came out. It was like I couldn't even stop writing. I mean, most of my books I wrote in 3 days, 4 days. The longest book I ever wrote was, it took me 2 weeks, and it was a 400-page book, and it was for teens and tweens on how they can make money right in their parents' home. It's called Even You. So, I mean, it wasn't a plan to go and write X amount of books, and now I said, oh, well, before I'm a certain age, I'll probably have written 100 books because I've got just that many more speeches I can create. That's one habit.
Great.
And, you know, one habit, too, is that I never do the same speech on anybody's stage. Because what I realize is if you have people who follow you around and listen to your speeches, you better not be telling the same story over and over because they're not going to continue to follow you because they're going to say, oh, I know what she talks about. She's not talking about anything new. So you have to take your speeches and repurpose them. There's things happening in your life every day that can turn into a story on a stage that can help the next person. So I don't ever do the same speech over and over. Like, I don't have that signature speech like some people do. I just don't have it. It bores me.
All right. You said you've been a business owner for how long? You've been in business for how long?
15 years. I've never worked for anyone else. I haven't clocked in. And before that, I worked in corporate America for a Fortune 500 company called ServiceMaster. And I was a call center manager over 45 women. And that was the best job I ever thought I could have. You know what I mean? It was very cushy. I had great hours from 5 a.m. to noon, and the rest of my work I did at home. I was there when the kids got up for school. I was there before they got home from school. I was taking care of my dad at that time. He'd had a heart attack and a stroke. And as I was at home, I had started a daycare. That was my first business, was a daycare. I left corporate America. And from there just spawned off me starting a nonprofit organization, starting my for-profit companies. And
how many businesses do you have?
I have more than a dozen businesses and 7 business partners and 5 joint ventures, a nonprofit organization, and my TV show and my 15 books.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you're a businesswoman. Successful.
I have a home health agency. Of course, my speaking career is not just I'm a speaker, but I actually have a speaking business where I have speaking boot camps and all kinds of stuff. You know, so there's a lot going on. I have my coaching practice where, you know, that is really, really lucrative because I love helping people to discover their dreams and make money at the same time. So, yeah, I enjoy business so much, but I tell you one thing, I won't do any business that doesn't complement the ones I already have, or I don't do businesses that I have to babysit.
Okay.
I am the works on growing the business, not just so necessarily in the business. Like if I owned a boutique, I'd have great people who worked there, and I'd be out raising money and getting awareness and all kinds of other stuff for the boutique. I'm not the girl who wants to stand behind the register. I've done that before. It's a lot of fun. You get to meet some great people. But I like growing businesses and then letting them take off on their own and grow themselves and earn money. Whether I'm in the United States or I'm out of the United States for a year, my money will still come. So, again, I don't do businesses I have to babysit. That's why I've never done an MLM.
Okay.
And I've never done certain businesses that I know I have to babysit to get them to a certain level. So that's my business model.
That makes sense.
It's been that way from the beginning. I have my cardinal rules that I go by, and I look at those when someone asks me to do a new project or something that I have to ponder on. I look at my cardinal rules and I go, you know what, that just doesn't fit into the business model that has worked for me.
Oh, okay. So you have cardinal rules. Okay, well, that's smart, too. Are you a member of any organizations, you know, besides your businesses?
Oh, yeah, I'm a member of a lot of organizations. I run a couple of mastermind groups myself, and I'm getting ready to start a new organization, which I can't say the name of it because I'm actually creating a television series around it about entrepreneurial women, so I can't say the name of that organization, but I am working on a television series that I either want to sell to Lifetime or Oxygen. But I am a member of Women in Film and Television, Southwest Media Alternative Projects, and these are all film and producing organizations. I'm a member of the Women's Media Alliance. I'm a member of the Minnie Cooper Society. Okay. I drive a little Minnie Cooper, and we have a group that goes on little road trips and has all kind of fun. There's about 200 of us. I am a member of the American Advertising Federation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a couple of more groups. I'm a member of National Speakers Association, and I really love them. I don't ever miss any of their events. I travel all around with them. And I am also a member of the Napoleon Hill Foundation, where I travel global with them as well. So
that's really great. It's really great that you're a member of so many organizations.
And I must say, I'm not just a member. I'm an active member.
Oh, active member. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. As a woman, have you faced any obstacles in your way?
Well, you know, I face obstacles every day, but I'm one of those people who has a different attitude about it because I have this thing about it's not what happens, but it's how you react to it. I have four children, too. I didn't tell you that.
Oh, okay.
And,
mother.
You know, yeah, I have four children, 18, 19, 12, and 13. And so I have a busy life, but I seem to have a way of marrying it all together, and I'm a divorced mother and single, so that tells you a whole lot there. But
okay.
I have figured out the secret sauce, and it's really not secret sauce, but it just seems like it because most women say, you have four kids. How in the world do you do that? And I really can't answer them because I don't know their lifestyle. But from the beginning, there's a couple things I've trained my kids. One, this is what I do. Respect it. And so they've never had that, oh, my gosh, I don't want her to leave. She's going out of the country for 2.5 weeks. It's like, we can't wait till you get back because we want to see your pictures and we know you're going to make a lot of money. So that's kind of the attitude about it.
Okay.
I've trained them in that way. But also when I'm on a stage and I'm speaking, especially in the summertime when the kids are out, they get to come with me. They get to pass out my handouts or, you know, be at the back table or help me with greeting people and collecting cards when people want to stay in touch with me. So I put them to work, and they seem to love it. Because what I learned is that if you invite your kids in and they see what you do and they can understand what you do, they respect your dollar. So my thing was, if you can help spend my money, you can help earn our money.
Oh,
and so,
okay.
So since I have that rule, I don't have kids who have a problem with what I do as far as my lifestyle. They know that, you know, in the summertime when they're out of school, they can travel with me, which is really fun. And my two youngest ones, they've really been figuring out how can we be homeschooled because we'd like to be on the road.
The mother
with you.
Homeschools.
I'm like, well, I don't know if I want you to be homeschooled, but I really would like for you to be on the road with me a lot more. And this summer when we do the 13 cities in 13 days, they'll get an opportunity to spend all of that time with me, seeing what I do with the show. They've been to the studio. They've seen what I've done with the show in the summer, but I want them to see what I really do when I'm in a crowd of people with the show because they'll get to know them. I want them to know the importance of networking.
Okay.
Obstacles all the time because
obstacles all the
time. Being a woman is one thing, and especially when it comes to asking for sponsorships and all that stuff, you know, you have to constantly be retraining your mind to learn not to be afraid to ask people for help and not to be afraid to ask for money and not to be afraid to ask people to do things for you. And so I've gotten rid of all those barriers of not wanting to
gotten
ask.
Gotten rid of those barriers, those obstacles. That is
yeah,
great.
And I think
we're going to go to break.
Okay.
Listeners, we have on air Ms. Dawn Fobb. She's the guest tonight. She has a TV show entitled, I think it's the Fobb's Business Review, among other things, and that's who I'm interviewing tonight. So we're going to come back to the show after this break. I got to pay some bills.
Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com or better yet, call 210 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services. When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, papers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylist and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers. At-risk youth is defined by statute as a child under the age of 18 who meets at least one of the following three requirements: is absent from home for at least 72 consecutive hours without parental consent, or is beyond parental control such that his/her behavior endangers the health, safety, or welfare of the child or any other person, has a substance abuse problem for which there are no pending criminal charges relating to the substance abuse. At Camp Penny, we have found that at-risk youth struggles with complex issues and scenarios that are brought on by peers, mentors, family members, and difficult social environments. Camp Penny understands the increased complexity of today's at-risk youth, hands-on parents. Camp Penny works with nonprofits and federal agencies to find solutions. Today's youth are exposed to a variety of negatives, making them more at risk to injury, academic failure, and poor health. Teens who are likely to be more at risk are usually those that do not have a strong support system at home and in the community, as well as teens who are not coping well with the different challenges that they are facing. So what sorts of programs will Camp Penny have? Camp Penny will provide outdoor activities as a main feature of the camp. There is no sitting around getting bored at Camp Penny. The girls will eat a well-balanced and healthy diet, then get outside for some well-planned and highly beneficial programs. Just the Camp Penny location is a real boost for our children. The beauty of nature may not have previously registered with many city-bound kids. Out in the wilderness, the teens get to commune with nature, observe the wildlife, and tackle challenging physical tasks. That will build their self-confidence and their muscles. If you would like to help or become a volunteer of the Camp Penny project, please contact us at climb@camppenny.org. Let's save our daughters.
All right, listeners, we're back from break, commercial break. We have on Show Talk with Angela Butler tonight, Miss Dawn Forbes. Miss Forbes.
Yes.
Do you teach people how to publish their own books?
I do, and I teach them my little weird way and how to do it, especially if they tell me they're in a hurry and they want to get it done. I can show them how to get it done in a very, very short time, especially if they already know what they want to write about, especially if they have an idea. I can help them come up with chapters, how to stretch the book out. I can work with somebody from a Friday to a Sunday and have them have a book written. All we do is just mastermind, brainstorm, and get everything down on paper. It's very easy when you're focused, and I will say that.
Okay.
If you're not super, and I call myself laser-focused, if you're not laser-focused on having whatever it is that you say you want, it won't work. But if you're focused and you're willing to allow someone to take you through that, you'll be a very successful person with doing it. And I work with a lot of virtual assistants that don't charge a lot of money at all to edit books, and they're all, you know, really great people I've worked with for the last 4 years. They've edited all my books and a lot of my clients. So I love when people come to me with ideas on wanting to write a book, because I look at it as being so easy because I've done it so many times now that I can sit down and literally walk them through the whole phase of it. And, you know, before that time is over, they'll be looking at getting their edited, you know, book edited and have it up on Amazon, if that's what they choose to use, at their door in less than a week.
All right.
Yeah.
Why did you decide to go into business for yourself? You said you worked for a Fortune 500 company. So what made you, and you were over 45 women, so manager. So what a job like that, why would you go into business for yourself? I'm just curious.
It's all about, for me, it was all about freedom and having complete control of my time. It was all about knowing, you know how when you get this spirit inside of you that says there's something else you're supposed to be doing? For me, I don't question that. What I do is I move. When something inside of me says it's time for you to move, I don't question it. I move because I trust my inner spirit so well. And I'm going to tell you, when I left that job, of course, yeah, I left insurance. I left a great paying job, but all along I was lining up something else. Didn't know if I was going to make a dime off of it, Angela, but I knew that I had to take that faith walk. And ever since I've taken it, it's just been one of those things where door after door after door after door has been open. And so once you start to really trust yourself, you take action, and you see that that's what works for you, you never question it again because you know everything will be provided no matter what. So for me, it's a faith walk. For me, it's trusting myself, and leaving that company was, for me, freedom. Freedom to not have to do what anybody else told me to do, but I could be creative enough to do what I felt like I needed to do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, Ms. Dawn, what do you visualize yourself being career-wise and then, or business-wise in the next 5 years? What do you see yourself?
Well, besides all the stuff I already have still going on, that'll still be happening, but I definitely see myself with a television series about entrepreneurs. I definitely see myself doing a lot more boot camps, like speaker boot camps and youth boot camps on business. So I see myself speaking a lot more in workshop-type settings. Right now I've got over a dozen events that are coming up in the next 12 months. Like, for instance, we have an event on February the 7th, and that's a small business entrepreneur soiree. Then we have a fashion business and beauty show coming up on April 25th. I'll start casting for my television series in May. I have my online magazine that's going to debut May the 29th. And then I've got three boot camps I'm doing this summer, one for youth, one for speakers, one for those who want to learn about how to start their own TV show.
That is great.
Yeah, because I'm the executive producer and the host of my show, so I can tell them the executive producing side and the hosting side. A lot of people want to really learn how to be a great host, and I can definitely do that. And I forgot to tell you, when I do my coaching, I have a very specialized area. I specialize in the area of confidence. So that's something that I like working with entrepreneurs about, and I show them how by having a certain level of confidence, you can get everything you want. You can get all the money from sponsors you want. You can get all the business ideas out and, you know, pretty much out there. You can get that book written. You can go out and meet amazing people that can help you to get to your next level. So having a certain level of confidence will get you everything that you want.
Okay. That is true. That is true.
Because it's contagious.
And self-esteem.
And, you know, confidence and self-esteem go hand in hand. And a lot of people say one thing in public, and when they get behind closed doors, they beat themselves up. Well, I try to help people learn how not to beat yourself up, but to change those words that are going through your mind and playing like a movie to something a little bit more positive. But not only that, changing your circle of people that you're around. If you're around people who are always sad and mad and upset and negative,
negative,
you need to change your circle because that seeps into your spirit and it becomes you.
Yes, negative people is what you're talking about, negative words. They give out negative energy.
And the sad thing is sometimes those people are related to you.
Yes, that is true.
But, hey, again, I have no problem. You know, I heard T.D. Jakes say on one of his shows one day, he said he had the gift of goodbye, and I adopted that. I said, I have the gift of goodbye. I have no problem getting people away from me that don't support my empire, that are negative and don't believe in anything, you know, that's surrounding them. I get rid of people like that because that can really seep into your soul and take over you. And I that's not the life that I've decided I want to live.
Okay. All right. understand your point of view on negativity. Negativity does hurt if you hear it every day.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You know it.
Especially when people don't believe in you.
Image someone. What advice could you give to other entrepreneurs?
I'll tell them three things. One, make sure that you have great people around you and at least one person out of all those people that you can tell everything to and you know it's not going to be repeated or competed against. Repeated or competed. The other thing I will tell people is to get more focused. And when I say get focused, I mean it's okay to have 15 things going on, but make sure you have successfully completed the first one before you move to the second one and that you completed the second one before you move to the third one and on. Like everything that I do, I don't do on an everyday basis. There are some things that just happen, and I don't really have to do anything because once I set it up, it's done, money comes, I don't worry about it. I've done my part of whatever I needed to do with that. So. All right. Stay focused. So that was the second thing. And the third thing I would say is do what you say you're going to do. Don't worry about the outcome because one or two things could happen. It will be a success or you've learned a different way to make it a success.
Okay.
So
all
don't
right.
Have that fear, what if it doesn't happen? Because I always say, well, what if it does?
Okay. Where can my listeners contact you to be on your show or be a part your staff or someone?
There's two ways that they can get a hold of me. I'm a very old-fashioned girl. So, you know, one thing they can do is they can just straight call me. My phone number is 832-885-2261. If they want to, peruse around on the website, they can go to TheFobs, F-O-B-B-S, businessreview.com. We're right in the stages of trying to get some updates done to it, and I keep changing some different things. So we're getting ready to do a little makeover on the website, but it is still available for them to see it before we get into it and start messing around with it. But it's TheFobsBusinessReview.com. We are working out some things with a couple of online streaming companies that when the first season is finished showing, we're going to have it up on some of the online streaming so that people can still go and see the show. And I'll put an announcement out when that happens. But, people can just call me if they're independent entrepreneurs, meaning that they don't work for anyone else, but that they're independent. They own their own thing. They're doing their own thing. They're not involved in any kind of MLM or anything like that, but they're just really creating the lifestyle that they want through their own efforts in their own business. They're more than welcome to give me a call because I love meeting new people and I want to have great people on my show. And you don't even have to travel to Houston to be on the show. You can be on the show via Skype, because I've had people on there from the UK, from Canada, Australia, Malaysia, and everywhere else. So you can be on Skype, and our Skype works really well. I haven't had any problems.
Okay. All right. Well, Ms. Dawn Fobs, it's been great interviewing you. I thank you for coming on the show, Show Talk with Angela Butler. I look forward to having you back.
Yes, and I look forward to having you on my show. I want to be able to.
I have learned a lot just by listening to you. You're very assertive and you're very confident, and that's good.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. Thank you. And I look forward to reading some of your books.
That sounds really wonderful, and I can't wait to have you on my show. And thank you so much for having me as a guest. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Miss Dawn, for inviting me on your show. I'll be glad to be on your show.
Absolutely.
Thank you again for coming on the show.
Okay, have a great evening.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right, have a good night. All right, listeners. As I said earlier, listeners, the author of The Game of Life, the author of The Game of Life, D. Hunter, will be on the show.
Yeah.
How are you, D. Hunter?
How are you? Hello?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you. One of my first questions would be, why did you decide to write the Game of Life book?
Well, I've been writing books for a minute, but I just wasn't in a predicament or a situation to where I could effectively bring it out like I wanted to. But The Game of Life what inspired me was just watching, like, real life things, real life situations, you know, like awareness is like, you know, you watch the news, you know, you see the evangelist, you know, he done did something inappropriate or embezzled funds or, you know, or in real life, in a person's life, like in your life, you know, or my life, or anybody's life, you know, we might go through a certain situation and what the choices that we make, you know, ultimately affect everybody that surround us, you know, mother, yes, brother, sister, close friend. So, you know, the game of life was something that it just came to mind because the book that, the way I orchestrated it, it dealt with so many life issues. So.
Okay. All right. Life experiences and watching other people's lives. Okay. Is your book, The Game of Life, fictional?
Yes. It's not based on no particular people, you know, you know, it ain't really, it's not based on, like, a real-life tale. It's just something of my mind. I created out of my imagination, you know, but it's surrounding real-life issues, you know, and it's a story.
Yeah, real-life situations, issues. I understand that.
Right.
Yeah. You're very talented, by the way. Very gifted. You're a very gifted writer. Do you publish other people's books? The reason I ask is because you have a LLC or a limited liability company. I was wondering, do you plan on in the future publishing other people's books or just sticking to your books?
Well, in the future, I plan on publishing other people's books also, you know, but for the most part, I'm looking for somebody that got a message, somebody that got a true story to tell. And what I mean when I say that, you know, stories of stuff, you know, even if it got a negative underlining, you know, as long as it got a positive meaning or, you know, the reader can grasp something out of it. Because more than anything, I'm not just here to write books or to, you know, just to sell books or, you know, to promote myself. You know, I'm promoting my stories, my literature. You know, I'm promoting positivity, you know, because I come from negativity, you know, and I'm trying to, you know, do the kind of crossover like Iverson into something positive. And,
okay,
you know, to be an example and, you know, if I can be a role model to those going through situations, you know, and but at the end of the day to be able to say, well, look, you know, he had a negative life, he had a negative upbringing, but he made something positive out of it, you know?
Okay. So. I understand that about negativity. Why do you see yourself as a realist?
As a realist?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yes.
More so because I deal with real life. You know, I accept life for life on life's terms. You know, a lot of people look out and they say, why? You know, a lot of people question life. You know, a lot of people wonder. You know, a lot of people speculate, you know, as far as people concerned and life itself. And a realist looks out at life from a realistic perspective, you know, realistic view, you know. And we lean more toward understanding because we felt the nature and the depth of everyone's pain, when you can get to a position where you can look at a movie like Braveheart, a fictional movie, and you can feel the pain from that.
Yes.
You know, because of his struggle, what he went through, that means that you've been through your own struggles. When you can look at Titanic or any movie or anything that they put out there that's fictional, well, I mean, Titanic was based on truth, you know, somewhat true, you know, when the actual events. But when you can look out at movies like that and it actually touch it, it stirs something within you, you know, then you can feel the nature of the people's pain who actually went through that. Even if the actors that actually staged the, you know, whole scene, even if they didn't actually go through it, you can feel the actual pain of it. You know, so I tend to look at life through, not through rose-colored glasses.
Okay, so that's why you see yourself as a realist. You're not a dreamer.
Not a dreamer. Yes, I'm a dreamer also now. You know,
oh, you're
we just
a dreamer
got,
also
we just
and a realist. Okay.
We just got, but we also just got passed through Martin Luther King Day, you know, and, you know, yes. It's all right to be a dreamer. He made it contemporary to be a dreamer. So I do have dreams, you know what I'm saying, but I just try to turn my dreams into reality. But I try to do it from a realistic perspective. You know, I can never be an Obama, you know. I mean, the next course of my life done went by, things happen. I can never sit in a seat like that, though. But if I focus on realistic expectations, you know, of things that I can actually do, I can be an entrepreneur, you know. And I said I was going to be an entrepreneur. I said I was going to have my own LLC, and now I got my LLC. So dreams do come true, but it's reality. It's my reality. So that's
it's
realistic for me.
Realistic. Okay.
Right.
All right. Well spoken. How long did it take you to write The Game of Life, your book, The Game of Life?
In all honesty, during the time that I wrote that book, I was incarcerated. And it took me probably 2 months, because every free moment that I had, I dedicated to that. That was my escape. That was, you know, a lot of people find different outlets and, you know, different venues, you know, to free themselves, you know, to free their inhibitions or whatever, you know. And that was my great escape. That was my release. That was my comfort zone, you know, writing, you know, and it's what stimulated and motivated me and kept me going, you know, because I was breathing life in my characters, you know.
Yes.
I was living some of my characters live, you know, through a dream, you know, but I still dealt with conscious reality, you know. I learned, I educated myself, you know. I only made it to the 8th grade. But I knew enough by the 8th grade to get my GED without even studying, you know, as far as what they was teaching in school. But all my education come from dealing with real life, you know, from experiences, trials, errors, tribulations, misfortunes, you know, upcoming, you know, ups and downs and rainbows, the storm, sunshine after the rain, from dealing with all that. That's where my education come from.
Okay. You have did a complete circle, 360 circle, with your lives. I can tell by the way you're talking. You can help other people.
That's
other people who are in situations such as the ones you've been in.
Right. So I speak from experience. You know, a lot of people, man, they can come to you and they can talk about textbook stuff or what somebody said, but, man, you know, I don't walk through the trials by fire. You know, so everything I speak, a lot of things now I speak from experience and having to actually face from, you know, racism to, you know, hatred to love to misunderstanding, you know, to I've dealt with a lot of things in life as we all have, you know, so I'm not trying to distinguish myself from everybody else, you know, because we all got our own trials and my rock bottom might not be the same as yours. You know, your rock bottom might be I broke a nail. You know, I'm just saying, you know, just some women, you know, you got the well-to-do. Oh, I broke a nail. That's rock bottom. But, you know, everybody's rock bottom is different, you know.
Okay,
and,
everybody's rock bottom is different. Are there more books to come?
Oh, yes. I got one getting edited now. It's called Full-Blooded Goon. It's a urban setting love story, but it's the bad boy catch the good girl, you know, but ultimately she changed him, you know what I'm saying? Because every time when you meet a good girl, somebody that inspire you, motivates you, encourage you, you know, don't try to tear you down, just uplift you. You know, when you find that queen, man, somebody just willing to just walk through every day with you, you know, still hold that same admiration or respect, you know what I'm saying? You know, because that's the foundation of a man or woman, you know?
Yes.
So going back to Adam to Eve, missing real flesh of my flesh, you know? So,
I understand what you say about racism.
How do I personally feel about racism?
I know how you feel about racism.
Definitely. We come from the same walk, the same place, so I know that you know and can feel my pain as far as that concerned.
Yes, we come from the same place. And I do understand what you're talking about. The character Dave seems to be really caught up, and he does not, the character in your book, The Game of Life, does not at first seem to be aware of the consequences of his choices.
And the choices that Dave made, man, this the beauty of it. You know, because it's just a story, you know. It ain't nothing for nobody to take personal. It's just a story I told. You know, Dave get caught up in this situation, you know, and we all got choices in life, right? And Dave made a choice. And the choice that he made ultimately affected everybody around him. So that's like an open awareness to everybody. You know, the choices we make ultimately affect everybody, you know, around us. And that's, you know, what I keep coming back to. So the choice with the decisions that he made, you know, and the path that he took, you know, instead of trying to choose a better path, you know, and just straying to the right, whether we stray to the left, he strayed to the right, you know. And when we stray to the right, man, that's when we fall short. You know, everything be glorious at that time. We got all the friends. You know, we got all the glamour. And everybody know that when you're at the top, everybody smiles the same smile. You know,
yes.
So you can't distinguish which smile real from which one fake, because everybody, you know, there for the convenience, you know, to bask in your shine for that moment.
Mm-hmm.
But they would try to rob you of that shine, you know.
Yes.
It's a lot of things, you know. I'm trying to squeeze everything into one, man, because so much I would like to say, man, so much I like to share, so much that I've learned through my travels in life, man, that I would like to really put a message out there. And that's my main intent, man, and that's to never give up on your hopes, never give up on your dreams, you know, never let nothing, let no obstacle stand in your path. Keep moving forward, keep smiling no matter what. No matter what the day brings,
okay.
Find a reason to smile, because
right.
It's a reason. The reason to smile is because you're still alive, and every day that you're alive, you got hope for a brighter day. And
yes.
I wrap all that into the abundance of my story.
All right. Off D Hunter, we've got to go to break. I've got to pay some bills with these commercials.
I know about them bills.
All right. Okay, let's go to break.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff of professionals organizes your event down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turns your ordinary party into an extraordinary event. And Decline provides world-class service. We coordinate quality events. We can provide travel arrangements, accommodations, event sites, caterers, florists, photographers, transportation, hairstylist and makeup artists, daily itineraries, and pre-event information such as detailed maps, save-the-date cards, and invitations. Being a custom event planner means that we cater to you. It is our job to find the best possible way to present your event. We have been referred to as Dreamweavers.
Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere.
Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
nothing. Why won't?
All right, listeners. We have the author of The Game of Life, D. Hunter. He's on Show Talk with Angela Butler today. Tonight, rather. Why did you choose the title The Game of Life for your book?
Because of life issues and just dealing with real life issues, man, and, you know, writing the book from a realistic perspective, from when within realistic boundaries, from you got corruption in the government. You know, you hear about the little story about the federal agents that got caught up over cross country. They, you know, messing around with prostitutes, stuff like that. The, you know, real life issues, dealing with people, dealing with human nature, dealing with choices. And a lot of times we choose the bad over the good. You know,
okay.
We, our biggest battle in life that we fight is within ourselves. That's our biggest battle.
Okay.
You know, a lot of times when we get caught up in situations, you know, that we put ourselves in, you know, we tend to fault other people for our problems. You know, I had to learn, you know, to stop blaming others for what I did, you know, for the situations I put myself in, for the things that I did that I brought upon myself. You know, I had to learn to accept responsibility. And it took me years to grow into this mindset. You know, it ain't like, you know, I'm standing before anybody saying that I'm perfect or that my way is right or that I got the answer. I don't have all the answers, but I am searching. You know, I'm searching mostly within myself, trying to learn and identify with myself, you know, so that my presentation to life itself and my contribution to life itself will be more than what it is right now. And that's what I'm striving for.
That was the reason you wrote The Game Alive, named your, the title of your book was The Game, is The Game Alive. You also have had, you said you learned to accept responsibility for your own actions and choices. I believe that's what you mean. I understand what you're saying. You can be a role model for the people who are in what you call rock bottom, what you say, who have hit rock bottom. You said rock bottom is different for everybody. It could
right.
be a nail broken for some people or another reason for other people. But the rock bottom part, I understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, it could be the loss of love or, you know, loss mm-hmm. of a family member, you know, the loss of a job, you know, a situation that you've been placed in. Everybody's rock bottom is different. You know, I just kind of glamorized it a little bit earlier when I spoke on it, you know, just like
your
a nail,
book.
You know, just a little after.
Okay.
That's good
your
for
book and your life can definitely help. Well, your life can help other people because you know what it's like on the other side. So for people who have been in your situation, they can look at you and say, well, he made it. It's not too late for me. I still have breath in my body. I still have life. You know, it's never too late as long as I'm breathing.
Right.
I can make
as long
a change.
As you're alive, just hope for that better and brighter day that you've been searching for, man. Just keep searching. Never give up. You know, taking consideration everybody that you, there's always somebody less fortunate than you, you know. Not saying that you're better than that person, you know, but there's always somebody who's out there caught up in their own struggle, but they manage to keep a smile on their face, you know, that persona, wrapped up in that persona, you know. They might just smile, but inside they're crying, you know, and a lot of us like that. You know, I be like that at times, you know what I'm saying? I'm crying within, you know what I'm saying? But it's a big smile on my face. You'll never know the difference. And even in the midst of a bad situation, I'm still smiling and find something to joke about. It ain't that I ain't hurting, but I deal with it. And I keep moving forward because life go on. Even after the pain, after the heartache, you know, one of my favorite books in the Bible is the book of Ecclesiastes. And he say, in much wisdom is much grief. And he who increases knowledge increases sorrow. You know, and what I got out of that there is, you know, as you go through life, you know what I'm saying, and the more you learn, you know, and the more you begin to understand and recognize things for what it is, you know, you got to carry that burden.
Yes.
You know, as in a sense, how Jesus carried the cross. You know what I'm saying? You got to carry that burden. We carry our own burden. We carry our own cross, you know, daily. From trial and tribulation that we go through. You know, so that's all a part of the game of life also.
All right. You don't have to do this, but I was wondering, would you like to read an excerpt from your book or a small part from your book, not to give too much away, but so the listeners would have an idea of what they're going to go out and buy when they decide to buy your book?
No, how can I do this instead and opt for that? Okay, if you go to www.dhunterbooks.net, DHUNTERBOOKS. That's one S though, but I had to clarify a little bit more. DHunterbooks.net. If you go there, they give you it's a click purchase link. You click on, they give you four sample chapters to read. So.
Okay.
If anybody want to take the initiative to read them first four chapters, you know, and the storyline don't catch them or whatever, they don't feel like, you know, it's going to grasp them, anything, but they have a chance to read four chapters of my book available on Amazon and Kindle in paperback.
Okay, that is great. But where do you visualize yourself to be, God willing, in 5 years?
Okay, first I'm going to say this. Nobody know what tomorrow is going to bring. True, but granted, I knew you knew that because you're a wise man all your years.
Thank you.
I know that for truth because being that I personally know you.
Okay.
I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring, but I know if I'm here in it, you know, I want it to be a better day for me. And I know that in order for tomorrow to be a better day, I got to strive today. And I know that I can't live or dwell in the past. Past gone, can't change it, can't erase it, can't go back there and make no corrections or none of that. So from today forward, you know, I'm making conscious decisions and I'm making choices. And, you know, I want all the blessings that I feel like I got in store. I want all the blessings, you know, that God promised to me. You know, 5 years from now, I want to be successful. 5 years from now, I want to be a better person, if nothing else. I want to be a better man. Even if the riches and the success don't come, I want to be a better man. You know, for me, my kids, you know, for everybody that I affiliate or come into their lives, I want to be an uplifting person. Naturally, I don't want to go without, so don't. You know, they say money is the root of all evil, but, you know, so I'm not trying to say I don't want money because I need money to survive and take money to eat. We know about the struggle and what money can and can't do and what it is to live without it. We all know that. But I just want to be in a better place, spiritually, emotionally, just overall in life. That's why I want to be 5 years from now.
All right.
I want to be happy. I want to be happy 5 years from now.
Be happy. You
I want to
be
happy,
happy
and content with life.
Okay. All right. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. What advice can you give to other authors about writing their own books? Do you have, you know, any advice you'd like to give? Maybe I can rephrase. Do you have any advice you'd like to give to other authors about writing their own books?
You know what? With me being so fresh in the game, I'm here to receive advice also. But if
okay.
I was to say anything, I would say, have your own unique style. Don't follow no fashionable trend. And just like I posted in my stats the other day, you know, don't follow in nobody else's trail because their trail ends with them. You know, so that's as far as you can go in life with them. Blaze your own trail. Even if you follow somebody to that point, don't stop at that point where they at. Keep going, keep moving forward, keep pushing because there's more, you know. They say the sky's the limit. How can we say the sky's the limit when there's a galaxy out there not known to have an end? So we push to unknown imagination. They find new things out there in the galaxy all the time. So explore, 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 live life, be happy. Don't try to copy or follow the agenda or no other set routine, do you? And be yourself and be happy at what you do. Don't get caught up in the frustration that come along with this whole game, because, I mean, it's corruption in every field, in every realm of life that you walk in, some type of corruption. You know,
yeah.
Every little business, you know, they're trying to get ahead, and, you know, sometimes get ahead, you know, like you got the Republicans, they want all the money. You know what I'm saying? They want
okay.
to cut our taxes. We want that, you know, and then you got the Democrats, you know, and middle class, you know, bring us up too. Bring up. We want to be up there with y'all too. We don't want to just dwell here at the bottom, you know.
Okay.
Feed us too, you know. So just be yourself. That's the only advice I could give anybody. And do you, man, and try to find what makes you happy in life. You know, whether it's your writing style, you know, as we're speaking on, or anything in life.
When
and try to be a contribution and instead of a hindrance. You know what I'm saying? Let's not promote no more negativity, man, because, you know, I was raised on negativity, and I knew negativity all my life, but I'm choosing to not continue to embrace that negativity. You know, I want to spawn into a positive transition, you know.
All right. When will your next book be available? Do you have a date maybe when your next book will be available?
You know, no, not really. But I'm anticipating somewhere in February. If I can get it by Valentine's Day, man, I'll make it a Valentine's Day release. But it's all according to, you know, how the roster go, you know, because I got to deal with my editor. Gotta get, you know, a lot of people just think, just write a book. No, you got to get it edited. You got to get it tight, set it. You know, you got to get the cover made. You got to go through all those other intricate little details, you know. You got to promote it, you know. You got to try to build interest in the book, you know. Pretty much the author has to sell himself, you know. A lot of times in life, I don't really want to compromise myself, you know, to make a dollar, you know, because in a lot of ways, it's like selling your soul, you know. I'm not trying to sell my
soul
to make a dollar.
Like okay,
you know,
that's
true. I done traveled that road, you know. So
okay.
I'm trying to do a little more positive.
A little more positive. All right. All right. Well, that's really all my questions. I thank you, D. Hunter, for coming on my show.
I look forward to having you come back.
Huh?
I thank you for having me.
And much, much success and blessings to you.
I feel honored and much success to you. You know I wish it from my heart.
I know you do. Thank you. Thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
All right, everybody, stay up. Be positive. God bless.
Right. Listeners, that was author D. Hunter. He's the author of The Game of Life. He told you where you could go to find his books. So check him out. He says you can read 4 chapters for free. So check out his book. I happen to know it's a good book. It's fictional. So go to his website. And if you decide to buy, you know, that'll be good too. Show Talk with Angela Butler is also on www.radioloyalty.com. You can go to Radio Loyalty to hear this show again. Also, the archives of www.blogtalkradio.com. And also, you can go to Amazon.com to purchase our Kindle version of the article Diabetes and You by me, Angela Butler. All right, listeners, thank you for coming on the show. I thank my guests. I don't know. I know they're probably hung up, but I thank my guests for coming on the show, and I thank all of you who listen to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Thank you, and have a good night.